Hi Venkat, how are you?
Very well, Simi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So today we are going to discuss about how to be matured. How to be matured in every decision how we need to take.
Matured. What is matured? Okay, sorry. What is your definition of maturity?
No, don't ask me. So this is from your end, from your point of view, what is maturity? That is my question.
Okay. See, for me, what I understand is maturity has a very personal definition for everyone. Okay, for me, more than maturity, I believe being mindful is something very, very important. Because I don't understand what is maturity means. For me, being mindful is something which means a lot. Okay. As a father, I mean, I'm being very mindful with my children in terms of, I mean, giving them a right way of looking at life, giving them an understanding of importance of respecting people, giving them a understanding of being responsible individuals for themselves and people around them. So that is something I teach them. Okay. Similarly for myself, am I really respecting the person sitting next to me, whoever it is, irrespective of his the level of life? Am I respecting him as an individual, as a human being? It's something I continue to practice. So, I think being mindful is something which is very, very, very important for me. Mm-hmm. Am I being mindful in using my language? Am I being mindful in eating right food? Am I being mindful in doing whatever I'm doing in my life?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at. I really don't understand the definition of maturity for myself.
Okay, so when you said mindful, you're saying you're very mindful with your children also, right? So are you respecting their decision, or the most of the parents are they'll force their dreams or their opinions upon the child? So what you are doing with your children, are they able to take their own decisions, or you are giving your opinions or your dreams to upon your children, what they need to follow for their future or their in their studies or whatever it is?
So whether I'm giving respect to their decisions or not, probably you must ask my children when you get an opportunity to meet them. But let me tell you what am I doing with my children. Okay. I have two boys. One is going to class 11. Mm-hmm. And the one is going to class 6. Okay. I was like any other parent. I mean, most of the parents, okay. I wanted my elder to be an Indian Army officer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to become Indian Army officer, which I could not. So obviously I wanted to fulfill my dream through him. And that is the reason I was influencing my son without knowing that I'm influencing him. Rather, I was giving a wonderful reason, saying that I'm committed to get him a great career, great life, and I was influencing him to go towards Indian Army.
Mm-hmm.
But I never realized that, I mean, he was going through so much of stress in his life while I was influencing him. We got to learn that when he was in class 8. When he was in class 8, we realized that, I mean, he's not doing good at his school. He's not enjoying his life. He's being closed. He's closing everything for himself. He's only within himself. When we realized, me and my partner Shailu, when we realized, we went and we spent time to understand him better. And on that day, we made a choice to support him, we made a decision of supporting him in whatever he wants to do in his life. He expressed to become an artist. And we started encouraging him, we started supporting him, we started creating environment around him for him to become somebody who he want to be. And since then, we believe he's doing extremely good in terms of, we have seen great progress in his way of being as our son. We have seen great progress for him in his work. We have seen a great progress. In the process, we have got him admitted in one of the schools. He don't go to school regularly as any other student. He goes to school probably once or twice in a week. But we are okay with that. We respect his decision of giving more time to his interest, his passion, instead of worrying about he not going to school. So that's what we are doing. I don't know, does this what understanding this gives you, but whether for him, for my child, my elder, whether is it does that mean for him to be respecting his decision or not? I mean, you should ask him, but otherwise this is what we are doing with our elder. For our younger, I think we are closing him, we are watching him very closely. We are seeing, because he's very young, he's in class 6. Okay, I think he still need a lot of support from us in terms of handholding him, helping him and understand what is, discovering what is his interest or passion which he would want to make it. As of now, he's looking at his brother to grow, and we are allowing him to do everything and anything which he like. But I think, I mean, it is very early for us to decide what career will be right career for him. But we believe, or I believe, that I am, as a father, I am giving them enough space for them to explore, understand, and do whatever they are doing. But it doesn't mean that they should feel the same way. But I feel I am giving them enough space, and I'm seeing progress in their life. I believe they are also feeling the same.
Oh, great. Good to hear this. See, it's a different parenting, as I know. Most of the parents, 90% I have seen when I talk with them, and they are very worried about the children's future, and if they are not going to school, it's a major blockage to their brains also, and they are forcing them to go to school and to study the subjects what they are not interested. But in your case, it is totally different. So what made you to be like this, and why you have taken this decision? Is this anything you faced in your childhood?
No, Simi, I love working with people, and I claim that every child needs, I believe that every child needs right support at the right time. I don't have any regrets in my life, but when I've been meeting many students in India and Africa, I've seen that there are a lot of students who struggle. When I work with a lot of startup founders, I worked with a lot of professionals. When I really heard many stories of people who are in wonderful state of their life, earning a lot of money, having lavish life, but they're still not happy. After seeing many stories like this, and also doing little introspection of my own self, after having a very deep conversation with my son, I realized that one has to give that kind of a space to every child. And I, as a parent, I believe that probably in another, I may be handholding my child for, until he's 22, 23 or max 25. After that, he'll become independent. The only criteria for me as a father, successful father, is am I ensuring that my child is being independent on himself, and as he really respecting the person sitting next to him? These two are my success criteria for myself. If he is doing these two, living on his own and respecting every individual, I think I've done enough, or I've done what is needed as a parent. That's what I have created, or I have chosen to be as my success metrics. and I want him to be happy doing what he like. I don't want my child to really curse me when he's independent. I don't want my child to really look at me as a father who did not allow him to do what he want to do. So that is the reason I'm encouraging him, standing for him, supporting him in whatever he want to achieve. Because ultimately, whether he earns money or not, but if he's not having ability to live on himself, not respecting the person sitting next to him, I think, I mean, I feel I've not done justice to me being a father.
Exactly. So, see, like this, you said you're working with so many African students, and here also you're meeting a lot of people and you're talking with them and the founders, and you have a great, you know, what I can say, a quality of listening to other people, what they are saying. So what you suggest to the parent or any founder or any student, how to take a proper decision if they don't want to, see, like you have given a full rights to your child and you have given that space to take, how to take a decision. So how to reach to that point?
I think especially for parents, I would request and I would encourage every parent to give time. Give time to your children.
Hmm.
Make them comfortable in a way that, I mean, they can come and talk to you anything and everything.
Hmm.
If as a parent, if every parent gives that kind of a space to their children, that, I mean, children can come and talk to their parents, because parents should be the first friends to any child. That's what I believe.
Hmm.
If parents behave like friends, if parents are giving that kind of a comfort to children, I think every child becomes amazing, because they're already amazing. They will have great life. That's what I believe in. For founders or others, I would recommend them to be expressive.
Okay.
Be expressive. Find somebody in your life whom you believe you can trust, or whom you believe they can give listening to you. Go on and express whatever is in your mind, whatever you're going through. In the expression, we find a lot of answers, our own answers. And for me as an individual, I think, I mean, listening is a continuous journey. We need to, I'm putting a lot of effort in becoming an empathetic listener, because I was saying, listening is a continuous journey. It's a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice to go. So the one final word to the listeners, to the parents, to the students, to the founders, or whoever want to be take a nice decision in their life. What do you want to say?
Guys, life is scripted. It's already written. Chillax, not to worry about anything. Whatever we are going through today is not going to be same tomorrow. Just live this moment. That's all from my side.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. Thank you, Venkat. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much, Simi. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
Now podcast ni Breaker, Google, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Anchor, Apple lo kuda vinavachu. Na podcast ni vintunna India, UK, USA, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Ghana, Gambia, Mali, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Tanzania, United Arab Emirates, Romania, Russia, Spain, Denmark, Indonesia, Cameroon, Singapore, France, Oman, South Africa, Papua, Guinea, Jamaica, Iraq, andariki pratyeka dhanyavadalu. For ads and sponsors kosam, meeru naku email jayachu. sara.da.com. kuragayala@gmail.com కు ఈమెయిల్ చేయండి.